When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to FMC. As you can see by our attire, we're dressed in all black today. It is dark today. It's dark in here. This is a dark day in the world of one half of FMC, and being a good friend that I am here to support SP3 as he goes through maybe the darkest time of his life, as the Los Angeles Lakers not only lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Denver Nuggets, my Denver Nuggets, who I picked at the beginning of the year to win the NBA championship, and they are now four games away from that feat. They not only lost in the Western Conference Finals, they got swept in the Western Conference Finals. SP3, I know it's tough. I know it's tough, buddy. It's going to be okay. Just think of the good times this Lakers season. Like LeBron breaking the scoring record, the all-time scoring record in a loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Russell Westbrook accepting coming off the bench, and then he got traded, to Utah, but he accepted coming off the bench. Roy Hachimura, remember Roy Hachimura, your adopted son, SP3? D'Angelo Russell, a saved man after he snitched during his first Lakers run. He returned and got completely played off the court in the Western Conference Finals, but he accepted coming off the bench as well. He accepted Austin Reeves. We have to talk about Austin. Him. Austin Reeves made himself a lot of money. Maybe too much money for the Lakers to where they can't even bring him back in the offseason, but he still made himself a lot of money. Dennis Schroeder, he wasn't even on the team to start the year. He got signed in the offseason. No one thought he was going to be in the league. They brought him back. He was there. Jared Vanderbilt, that worked for a little while. Malik Beasley, he didn't really play in the Western Conference final, but he was on the team. He was on Darvin Ham, first year head coach. He did well. He did pretty well. They were an 11th seed, like a month remaining left in the season, SP3, and they made it to the Western Conference Finals. Granted, they should have never been an 11th seed because a lot of teams and people picked them to go to the finals, considering they had LeBron James and Russell Westbrook, and they're the Los Angeles Lakers. But they were an 11th seed, and then they overachieved in the playoffs. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. That was huge. That was big, SP3. You got to be happy beating the Memphis Grizzlies, who have never accomplished anything in their NBA history. That was good. They beat the Golden State Warriors. They're a defending champion, Golden State Warriors, right? that's a big victory, beating the Golden State Warriors. They might have kind of ended the Golden State Warriors dynasty. That's a pretty big achievement for the Los Angeles Lakers. I feel you should not be so somber, SB3. I feel you should have your spirits lifted a little bit, because the Lakers did much better than anybody really expected they would a couple of months ago. They did much better. They made it to the Western Conference Finals. And yeah, they got swept. But look who they got swept by. They got swept by the number one seed in the West. A team that, if they listened to me at the beginning of the season, everyone would have known how good the Denver Nuggets were. Everyone would have known that Bruce Brown and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope were great additions to this team. Veteran guys who this team needed to take that next step. They would have known that Aaron Gordon was a nice piece, was a big X factor, who could play excellent defense at multiple positions, who can make good passes, who can cut, still has some jump left in those legs. Was kind of afraid to shoot from three during the Western Conference Finals, but overall had a pretty decent season from three. They would have known that Michael Porter Jr. can get hot. Like, nobody else can get hot in the league. And he just starts jacking those threes up. And when he's on, he's pretty unstoppable. They would have known that Jamal Murray, it took him a little while to get back in form, but when Jamal Murray's in form, he's kind of unstoppable. When that man doesn't miss, he doesn't miss. And they definitely would have known that Nikola Jokic is the real MVP. That even though he won it two times, he should have won it three times, but there was fake arguments against him to give it to Joel Crybaby Embiid just so he could feel better about himself. They would have known how good Nikola Jokic is, and that he deserved the last two MVPs, and he deserved a third MVP. And they would have known that the Denver Nuggets, they were a force this year. They were a force to be reckoned with. And that even though they had that little lull in February, whenever it was, when they were losing games like the Magic and stuff, people wrote them off. They're like, oh, the Nuggets are frauds. How can you take this team serious? Have we not learned that the regular season is just a long grind, and staying engaged for 82 games is just difficult? And that some of these February games don't actually matter. What matters is when you get to the playoffs and who's going to show up in the playoffs. And the Denver Nuggets showed up in the playoffs. And you know who has not shown up during this entire eulogy for the Los Angeles Lakers? Is the same man that did not show up in the Western Conference Finals, especially in the fourth quarter. Top five MVP candidate, Anthony Davis. So we're here to eulogize the Los Angeles Lakers and maybe the career of LeBron James, even though he's doing a fake retirement and he's definitely going to be back next season and he's probably going to force the Lakers to get Kyrie Irving or something like that. It was a good run for SP3's Los Angeles Lakers. They did much better than anybody could have expected 2 months ago when most people wrote them off. Not SP3. He believed. SP3 believed, and he got all the way to the Western Conference Finals. But LeBron James, Bronny James, James and the Giant Peach, Peach from Flavor of Love, Nuggets in four. Nuggets in four.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the loss of my Los Angeles Lakers, the LMC Church. This is the final day of the church until next October, November, We're closing down for the summer. We got a new mansion in Cancun that we're gonna go to, and we're gonna spend our off season. And when I think about the loss from last night, the only things that could come into my mind was, what is this numbers in your pocket? I remember when you used to throw those things away. Why do you want to keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason, Jeremy, to act so shady? Baby, you know you can call me anytime. Anything you needed, I would give it to you. That's how much I care for you, Lakers. You want to act now? Never call me back now. Turning off your phone. Girl, you know that ain't cool. Yes, I don't understand how we got swept. Baby, it's a shame we gotta go through this. We can't even talk, Lakers. We can't even kiss. I never would have thought we'd be breaking up like this. But our season is over now. It's over now. Oh. Austin Reeves had an amazing season. Overachiever. The Billy Hole of NBA basketball. The heir apparent of Larry Bird. LeBron James dropping 40, and he left it all on the court. The greatest year 20 in NBA, maybe in sports history. Rui Hashimura played very well. Even got into the starting lineup in game 4. Darvin Ham, what the hell were you thinking? Should have put him in the starting lineup game 3. And it was looking good. I thought I was going to have to come up here after the first half. I thought I was going to have to come up here and be like, you know, try to make a spin on it. Say that there's a chance that we can make history, come back from 0-3. But the fourth quarter made that all disappear. 36-16. Watched it all unfold in front of my eyes. And after that third quarter, I ain't even need to watch the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter came pretty close. Down by 2. Couple of seconds left. But I knew, Lakers. Lakers, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever. You just wait. We belong together. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd be forever. Said you'd never die. How could you love me and leave me and never say goodbye? When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Girl, each time I try, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head. Oh, I'd rather be dead. Yeah, I'd rather be dead right now to be on this show. Spin around and round. Although we'll come to the end of the road. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you, Lakers. Come to the end of the season. Still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you. It's a good season. We start off 2-10. Came back number 13 seed. Had to fight, scratch, and claw ourselves through the play-in through the play-in to the playoffs, defeating the Memphis Grizzlies, the trash-talking Memphis Grizzlies, went through them. We went through the reigning NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors, and we made ourselves through the NBA, through to the conference finals. How we were supposed to. We were supposed to be there. Jeremy saying this nonsense, this revisionist history. Revisionist history, ladies and gentlemen, because nobody was saying the Los Angeles Lakers was going to make it this far, even at the beginning of the season. Not after we were 11th seed in 2022. Nobody was saying that with Russell Westbrook. I was like the only one on. I was like, me and Jeremy had us in the play-in. I had us at an eighth seed in our preseason preview. And I watch a lot of content. No one was saying the Los Angeles Lakers was going to make it far. No one at the beginning of the season. We made it a lot farther, a lot farther than we were supposed to. We made it a lot farther than we were supposed to. But got to hand it to the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, best team in the Western Conference the entire season. I'm very happy for the Denver Nuggets fans. The Denver Nuggets fans deserve this happiness. They've been waiting all these years for the Denver Nuggets to make it to the NBA Finals. First time the Denver Nuggets have faced us in the conference finals and made it to the NBA Finals. Congratulations to them. And they did it on a day when one of the greatest Nuggets of all time, Carmelo Anthony, retired. Nikola Jokic, there's no denying. Right now, you got the crown, bro. You got the crown. You are the best player in the world. Best player in the world. Magic Johnson, Western Conference, MVP winner, triple-double in the four games against the Los Angeles Lakers. More triple-doubles than anyone in a postseason. Nikola Jokic, you are the best player in the league. Jamal Murray, the disrespect that you have gotten since the bubble. I believed in Bubble Murray. I believed in the bubble. And I knew that you had the heart of a champion, and you proved that in these conference finals, averaging 30 plus, completely torching, sending D'Angelo Russell to the bench. Michael Porter Jr., you got game. Aaron Gordon, you said Aaron Gordon was scared to shoot a three. He was hitting them threes. I know he was hitting them threes. Three of six on the field. He was hitting them threes. All the respect in the world. I know how to be a gracious loser. The fact that what really bothers me, though, is that it's not the Nuggets fans that are talking shit right now on social media. It's not the Nuggets fans that are talking shit right now in the live chat. You got Knicks fans who never seen their team win two games in an NBA Finals, because a lot of you cats were not born in 1972. Y'all were not born in 1972. Y'all never seen your team win a more than two games in an NBA Finals. Sit in the goddamn corner and shut up. I'm gonna give you the mom and dad. Shut up. Do the teeth. Grizzling my teeth. Shut up. Sit in the corner and shut the hell up. You didn't make it that far. You would have loved to get swept in the conference final. Please believe that would have been an upgrade on the past 24 years of your team's franchise. You got freaking Boston Celtic fans talking trash to the Boston Celtic. You would think the Lakers is the number one seed, getting swept by the number seven seed. You would think that by the way the Boston Celtics fans act, when they're a number two seed about to get swept tonight by the eighth seed. You got nothing to talk about, and you're gonna be joining us. You're gonna have the mansion right across the street from the Los Angeles Lakers in Cancun, Boston Celtics fans. Shut up. And Phoenix Suns fans. Phoenix Suns. Dude, I'm just gonna put it out there. You're dickheads. Y'all are dickheads. Because y'all would have loved to make it as far as the Lakers did. The Lakers made it farther than y'all. They had y'all. You guys were in our chat. In our chat. Saying, oh, we're going to wait till the NBA Finals. We got Kevin Durant. And choked again. Chris Paul got injured. KD.
Yo, y'all got nothing to talk about. Y'all would have loved to get swept in the conference finals, too. Shut up. Y'all never going. You're going to die. And on your tombstone, it's going to say, never saw the Phoenix Suns win a championship. You know what's going to dry my tears? It ain't going to be this tissue. It's going to be the five championships I saw Kobe Bryant win. It's going to be the one championship I saw the LeBron James win. It's going to be all the jerseys and the Raptors. The Los Angeles Lakers is the greatest franchise of all time. It don't matter if we lost in the conference finals. Phoenix Suns fans. Knicks fans, Boston Celtics fans, all you haters, you just Laker haters. Y'all don't even have a team. Y'all root for our demise because you got hate in your heart. You got hate in your heart. And you have a lack of a heart. I'm holding it like a real heart. It's like this. Because all that hate scrunches you up your heart to the shape of your small ass balls. Because none of y'all got balls to talk any of that crap when we were winning. When we beat the Memphis Grizzlies, when we beat the Golden State Warriors. So take that little ball, take that little heart, put it in your mouth, and sit in the goddamn corner. In the goddamn corner. Don't say a goddamn word. Don't say a goddamn word because you got nothing to talk about. Unless you're a Denver Nuggets fan, unless you're a Miami Heat fan, you got nothing to talk about. Unless you're Jeremy Lambert, who predicted the Phoenix Suns were going to make it. I mean, predicted. Now, he didn't predict the Phoenix Suns. He looked like a dumbass. Like, y'all. He predicted the Denver Nuggets were going to make it this far. He can talk. Anyone who predicted that the Miami Heat would make it this far, they can talk. All you rest of you haters, yeah, it's just hollow words. It's just hollow words. Y'all are shallow. Y'all are shallow. Shut up, shallow boy. Like, come on. You got nothing to talk about. Y'all got nothing to brag about. Y'all got nothing to troll me on. It just flies on my back. I'm happy. I'm asleep at night next to my family, next to my missus, next to the twins, and I'm going to be all right because the Los Angeles Lakers got 17 championships to dry my tears. Dry my tears. I'm going to be fine. We're going to re-sign Austin Reaves, the Billy Hole of NBA basketball. We're going to re-sign Rui Hashimura. We're going to get AD first in a hospital to get some surgery and fix any ailments to put him in the little bubble outfit that the nerd and little giants wore because his mom wanted to protect him, and that's me. I'm his mom trying to protect him. Anthony Davis, you can't do this to us again. You can't sit on the goddamn bench in the biggest quarter of our season. What are you doing? We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right. It's all about retooling, redesigned, reimagined the Los Angeles Lakers, and we'll be back. We'll be back, unlike all your teams that will disappoint you, and then you have to live on the hatred and the demise of the Los Angeles Lakers. We gonna be all right. But Jeremy trying to say that LeBron James is just trolling us or is not considering retirement. If this is the end of LeBron James as a Los Angeles Laker, if this is the end of LeBron James as an NBA player, I think we all need to appreciate everything he has given to us. He is one of the greatest players of all time. A lot of people view him as the GOAT.
number one in pretty much every statistical category in the playoffs, number one scorer of all time, four-time MVP, four-time champion, four-time finals MVP, 10 straight,
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this fake LeBron James retirement bullshit. Let's run down LeBron's resume. He might be. You're muted. You can't say shit.
I am saying this.
You're muted.
I am saying.
You're muted. You're not saying anything.
I am saying this.
Nope. He's not retiring. There. Now you can't do shit. He's not retiring. It's a fake nonsense to get the story off of the Nuggets, because it always has to be about LeBron James all the time. I'm not entertaining this fake LeBron James retirement. Not doing it. When he actually retires 3 years from now, then we can talk about LeBron James and all he has accomplished. I'm going to contemplate things. He's going to be back. He's doing this to force the Lakers into signing or trading for Kyrie or whatever. Not doing it. Not talking about LeBron James. We're talking about the Denver Nuggets. Do you want to talk about the Denver Nuggets?
I want to talk about LeBron James, who's good.
We're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you rock the flow. So far from hanging on the block for dough. Notorious LeBron. They got to know that. Life ain't always what it seems to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we're still a team, Los Angeles Lakers. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dream. That's right. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometimes. Night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give me anything to hear, half your breath. I know you're still living life after retirement. Every step I take, every move I make, every single day, every time I pray, I'll be missing you. Thinking of the day, oh LeBron, when you went away. What a life to take, what a bond to break, I'll be missing you. Somebody tell me why, on that morning, when this career is over, I'll know, I'll see your face. Every step I take, every move I make, every night I pray, every... LeBron, we gonna miss you. We gonna miss you. But I gave my respect to the Denver Nuggets. All jokes aside, Denver Nuggets, they deserve this. They won. All you other haters can eat a dick. I'm done.
Denver Nuggets, as I told everybody, this is no longer a funeral. Let me take off my suit jacket here. Kick. That's what the Nuggets did to LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. They kicked their asses. Take that off. The Denver Nuggets, as I told everybody to start the season, we're going to win the NBA championship. They're four games away. They're going to have a tough matchup with the Miami Heat. I will fully admit that. Miami, the way they've been playing in the playoffs, no slouch. I still favor the Nuggets because they have the best player. I'm very scared of Jimmy Butler. I feel he saw the show where I disrespected him, and he took that very personal. So this matchup is, you know, the team that I picked to win it all against the team that I disrespected to lose in the first round and the team that I fueled to get to the finals. Either way, these teams are playing for me, and I appreciate that. You know, all this talk of, oh, the NBA can't be happy with the ratings, the Heat and the Nuggets, This is going to be terrible for the ratings. The NBA's not going to die, folks. It's not going to die.
No one's going to watch. No one's going to die or watch.
Plenty of people are going to watch. Plenty of people are going to watch.
They lost one viewer.
You're going to watch. You got to talk about it on this show. You're going to watch. Don't lie to the people like LeBron James and his fake retirement. You learn from the best when it comes to lying about what you're actually going to do.
I'm actually considering retiring from the show. I believe him. I believe him because I live vicariously through LeBron James. I don't have millions of dollars, but I am also considering retirement.
If you want to retire from this show, fine. I have no idea what this show becomes if you retire, because I don't know who else. There'll be somebody who wants to talk basketball with me. I don't really like anybody else. That's a problem. I'm just going to share here while I talk about basketball. And she just nods and just gives me like a thumbs up or something. She's like, yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. That's about, yeah. See, Cher says I'll replace him.
See, there you go.
Cher's probably got basketball takes. Exactly. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll just make up takes. Look, your makeup takes probably better than half these people who do it. So it'll be much easier. Denver Nuggets, full credit to them. I had Denver in six. I did not expect them. We're not talking about the Lakers. They had a fuck well LeBron. Done. You know what? You're hired. That's all we need. Right.
Well
there.
Done. Well done. Well done, Denver Nuggets. I gave them my whole eulogy. I spent like 5 minutes of my eulogy putting them over.
You gave them credit. I'm not trying to act like you did it. I'm just not entertaining this LeBron James fake retirement nonsense. I'm not entertaining it. The Denver Nuggets.
Hey, his favorite wrestler is The Undertaker. We had to deal with it.
The dumbest takes this entire series was after the first game. We haven't even gotten to talk about the series game by game because it hadn't started by this time last week. It was game one this time last week, and then it was a sweep. So we hadn't even get to talk game by game of it. The dumbest takes were game one when the Lakers put Rui Hachimura on LeBron or on Jokic. And Denver, Jokic didn't play well in the fourth quarter. And everybody was like, oh, the Lakers, they got this figured out. It's over. It's over for Denver. They're done. The worst thing that happened to the Lakers was they made that adjustment too early and still lost. If you make that adjustment and you win the game, then it worked. And then the Nuggets got something to think about down 0-1 going into game two. They made that adjustment. They still lost. The Nuggets are up 1-0, and then they could look at everything and be like, all right, how do we combat this? And then they can figure it out. And they did, because the Hachimura on Jokic thing didn't exactly work the rest of the series. Nothing the Lakers did really worked the entire series. Full credit to the Denver Nuggets. Jokic showing up in the third quarter of game three, or in the fourth quarter of game three. And last night, Jamal Murray showed up in the first quarter, in the fourth quarter of the first two games. Jamal Murray was a flamethrower out there. The Denver Stars showed up, and the Lakers Stars didn't show up until game four in the first half, when LeBron James was like, I ain't going out like this. And then at halftime, he's looking around like, who else is coming with me? And Tristan Thompson said, I'm here. Tristan Thompson stood up.
He played hard.
And was like, you know what? I've been on a LeBron team before. I know what it takes to do this. I'm here. And the rest of them guys, specifically your guy, top five MVP candidate, Anthony Davis, sat there and did nothing. They got Anthony Davis for this moment. And he did nothing. I said the series was going to boil down to, in the most simplistic terms, who played better, Jokic or Davis. It was very obvious who played better. And it showed, you can look at the stats individually and you can look at the sweep. Jokic was outstanding. And Davis, for the most part, didn't show up. I don't want any more disrespect of the Denver Nuggets. I don't want any more disrespect of Nikola Jokic and it not giving him the MVP because, oh, look at the playoffs. Because he's made it just as far as Embiid coming into this season. He made it further than Embiid. He's been to the conference finals before where Embiid has not been. And now he's in the finals where Embiid has not been. That man's not been out of the second round. They said, look at the playoffs when it comes to Jokic. Yes, look at the playoffs. Look what Jokic is doing in the playoffs. Now he's got a Western Conference Finals MVP. He might have a Finals MVP 2.5 weeks from now because the friggin' finals don't start for another 9 days. He might have a Finals MVP 2.5 weeks from now. I want no more disrespect of the Nuggets and Jokic and Jamal Murray, who everyone said, oh, the injury, it's going to hamper him too much. How good is Jamal Murray actually? Jamal Murray is really good, and he proved it time and time again in the playoffs and in this series. It's a good team, and they've been the best team in the West all season. They're going to be the favorites in the finals. They got a tough out against likely the Miami Heat, but I got faith in the team that I picked from the start of the season. Congrats to the Lakers on all their moral victories in the Western Conference Finals. They won 4-0 in the moral victories. They got game one because they made the adjustment to Rui Hachimura. They got game two because Austin Reeves played great in game two. They got, I don't even know how they won game three with the moral victory. Maybe they didn't actually win that game.
No.
Because the Nuggets played terrible.
We don't take moral victory. That's the
plenty of Lakers fans were taking moral victories.
That's the media's narrative. That's
plenty of Lakers fans.
I don't care.
Yeah, because the media
narrative. I don't care what most of the Lakers fans do. I am the Laker fan. I've been shooting in this gym, in the FMC gym, wearing purple and gold this whole season. 2-10, I was still shooting in the gym. 13 seed, I was still shooting in the gym. Oh, you guys can't make the play-in. I was still shooting in the gym. Oh, you guys can't make it out the play-in. I was still shooting in the gym. Oh, you guys can't beat the Memphis Grizzlies. I was still shooting in the gym. And then, oh, you guys can't beat the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors. Still shooting in the gym. Okay. Made it farther than all these hating-ass teams. The Denver Nuggets deserve all the credit in the world. Nikola Jokic, I concede you have the crown as not just the MVP, as the best player in the world. It don't matter. When it mattered the most, you did play elite defense, getting blocks on Anthony Davis and completely shutting them down when it really mattered the most. Nikola Jokic, best player in the league. The Denver Nuggets, the best team in the Western Conference, and now they are 4 wins away from an NBA championship, and there will be no denial about Nikola Jokic being the best player in the world. So they deserve all the credit, all the noise, all the praise that they're going to get, and it is well-deserved and well-deserved for their fan base that has always been loyal to them and always stood by them. All you haters, once again, eat a dick. That's all I got to say. The only reason that the Lakers fans say anything of moral victories or any nonsense like that is because we have the most haters. We got to say all this shit. Or are we just going to stay in there while people just hate on us? No. We'll take our moral victories to get it back at them. Eat a dick. That's all.
Be above moral victories, all these media victories. That's
when
all
team,
anyone wanted to
when
talk
your
about.
Team is as hated as the Los Angeles Lakers, then you can talk to me. Until then, I don't want to hear any of it.
That's all anyone in the media wanted to talk about. What can the Nuggets do down or up 1-0 because they put Rui Hachimura on Jokic? How do the Nuggets come back from being up 1-0? This was a real talking point after game one. How did the Nuggets survive being up 1-0 because they put Rui Hachimura on Jokic?
Hey, I almost conceded this whole series when they lost on my birthday. It was over after that. When you can't win on my birthday, You disappoint me on my birthday? My birthday was going so well. I was receiving all this love and share. How dare you talk in the chat talking about the Lakers are a cult? You ain't even wish me a happy birthday. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, didn't even wish me a birthday. I put a whole birthday post for her. Wish a happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day in the private chat. She ain't even wish me a happy birthday. So, Lakers fans are a cult. Taylor Swift fans are a cult. What are we talking about here? Let's cut it out. Cut it out. Cult members who don't wish their friends happy birthday in the same goddamn month as their own birthday and Mother's Day. Yeah, I'm going after everybody hating in the chat. You're getting the noise. No, listen nothing. No, I'm tearing into everybody. A-Shock, that's why people think you're a bot. You're a hating ass bot. You got ChatGPT for hating. That's all you do. That's all you do. And that's why everybody gonna be looking at your tombstone like, never saw the Phoenix Suns win a championship. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Charles Barkley. Oh, yeah, Charles Barkley never won a championship. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Oh, Devin Booker never won a championship. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Oh, Chris Paul never won a championship. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Chris, Kevin Durant. Oh, poor little Ting Ting. Louis, man, I'm going to leave you alone because I don't even know your team. You just a hater. But at least you're a self-aware hater. Like, I'll give you credit, Louis. I like you because you're a self-aware hater, and you'll take it on the chin when your hater backfires. So I don't got nothing to say to you. Who else? I'm scrolling down the chat for all the haters. I'm scrolling down the chat.
I sent you the link, Cher Delaware. Check your DMs. The link was sent many minutes ago. The link was sent to you while you were doing the damn thing.
They wish death on me. Baby, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
I said many links. 905.
Many links.
There, now it shows up. See, check your messages. Hello, Cher Delaware.
Okay, first, I don't get DM notifications on Twitter. That's why I didn't see it.
Well, that's not my fault.
She probably checked it now. She was like, oh, shit, he did.
I did because I don't get notifications. Second, I actually had a birthday message typed out to SP3 and my kid threw up and then I forgot to post it. It's still in my drafts.
So bad.
So if I post it now, then everybody's gonna be like, is it crack? Is it crack that she's on?
Post it anyway.
You got called out live on air. Yes, don't worry, I did it to Dutch Mantel. I'll do it to anybody.
I'm very sorry that I did not. Now, I am very confused as to why every like top male athlete has an ego the size of like the world, but are the most fragile men, and they lose something and oh fuck, I'm retiring. Like, if I retired every time I had a bad day at work, I would have a retirement every day. Like, LeBron needs to suck it up. His ass ain't retiring. He knows he ain't retiring. Tom Brady ass. Knock it off.
The story's got to be about LeBron. That's all anybody... He just wants to talk about LeBron. No, we're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
He wants all the headlines today to be about poor LeBron lost a basketball game.
Not doing it. We're talking about the Denver Nuggets. We can talk about the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. I mean, the series is over.
Miami Heat are also a cult, SP3. It's okay. So are Yankees.
I'm joining the cult because I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. I told Yankees, Jeremy.
Yankees fans are a cult. Cowboys yes. fans are a cult.
Yes.
Patriots fans are a cult.
They're all. It's all the same cult. It's all the same fans. If you like the Lakers, you probably like the Yankees and like Kyler. I love Kyler. Kyler's like, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Yankees fan. Kyler, you're a stereotype of this cult here. Just liking all the America's teams.
America. America.
I told you
my whole reasoning for being a Lakers fan is I was at the McDonald's All-American game when this man was in high school, Kobe Bean Bryant. And when Kobe Bean Bryant became a Los Angeles Laker, that became my team when I was 8 years old in 1996, even though I had seen stuff from the Magic Johnson's days when I first started watching basketball, thanks to my dad. But that's my team since I was 8 years old. Listen. Yankees is my team because that's the only team in New York worth cheering for. I can't cheer for any of the other teams. I don't care about any of the other. And I lived right by Yankee Stadium. I literally used to hear every time a home run was made. I would hear the roar outside of my terrace. I'd be like, oh, okay, Yankees done to hit a home run. So
no one respects people that live in New York that are Mets fans. So you
also
have to
true.
Be-
Also
you have
true.
To be a Yankees fan. It's kind of like
we don't respect
like people
Knicks
that
fans
live in Chicago.
Or Mets fans.
Yeah, people that live in Chicago, nobody respects the White Sox fans. Like the Cubs suck, and you still have to be a Cubs fan. There's no other option. So I get it. It's kind of Dodgers, Angels. It's kind of the same thing, but it's still a cult.
Lakers, Clippers, same thing in basketball. It's the same thing in basketball. You got to be a Lakers fan. You can't be a Clippers fan. Like, what?
Yeah,
are we doing?
Like how are you gonna walk around as a self respecting adult and say you're a Clippers fan? You just can't. You just can't do it.
The Heat and the Celtics. That's the other series that's going on here. Do you have thoughts on the Heat and Celtics?
LeBron James is going to go get traded super late in the season to the Miami Heat so he can win this game.
The wife says she's sorry for you, SP3.
No, I'm not.
I appreciate her. Waking up on my birthday and being like, Lakers lost. That's so bad to SP3.
I told the story.
I'm a Jazz fan. I have
That's
no sympathy for anyone.
That's unfortunate. I told this story on Degrassi Dudes, but I'll tell this to the FMC audience who is more geared towards you guys. So SP3's birthday, that was game two, right? SP3 game two of the series. So wife and I were watching the game and she fell asleep on the couch during it. And it was a close game for the most part, like all throughout. And after the game, I wake her up so we can go to bed. And she's like half asleep. And she just goes, who won? I'm just like, oh, the Nuggets won. And she just, she's like shaking her head. Like, I'm like, what are you shaking your head for? And she's like, they shouldn't do that on SP3's birthday. That was her first comment. After that, just they shouldn't do that on SP3's birthday. I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess not, but they did. So I don't know what you want me to know about it. Very caring individual. Every time I go to bed after an Avs game or whatever, she's like, who won? And, you know, if I'm like, oh, the Avs won, she's like, oh, good, I'm happy. And if they lost, she's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she's half asleep. She cares. Bless her heart. She cares about this stuff. She, you know, she's a Cleveland fan. She's used to this heartbreak and disappointment. She's married to me. She's very used to heartbreak and disappointment. Oh, goodbye, LeBron James. Can I change your headline? Wow, SP3, How dare you?
That is so wrong. I would never.
I can change people's headlines. Oh, this is a power that I did not realize I had.
This is not something we needed him to know.
James.
Exactly. Did not need him to know that.
Oh, this is a very nice power. I'm glad I know I have now. In the weeds is going to be something else, but I know I can change headlines and get Joel Pearl in trouble. Whatever guest we have on, I'm just gonna change it. I don't do that. I try to get a beat up in other ways. I don't need to change a headline. Oh, this is this power is gonna be something. Oh boy. Oh boy. Do the Heat close it out tonight? SP3, you think the Boston Celtics somehow come back from that ass kicking they got in game three?
They took their heart in game three. I think it's over. I think it's over. Jimmy Butler. What did I tell you, Jeremy? I might have not got all my Laker predictions right, but my Jimmy Butler take is aging like fine wine. It tastes better. It tastes better week after week. The older it gets, Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, another level. This man's turning into Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the NBA playoffs.
Let's chill out.
Yes, looking like Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the NBA playoffs, and the greatest joy in the world when you're a Lakers fan is to see the Boston Celtics exit the playoffs the same way you did. That's the only thing that benefits me, is that they won't get closer to superseding our championship total. We're both going to be tied at 17 when Jimmy Butler puts them away tonight.
It's so hard. Much like I didn't think the Lakers were going to get swept. I thought they would win game three. So I was like, oh, there's no way they're going down 3-0. And then I just maybe thought like, oh, maybe gentlemen sweep. They're at home. LeBron will show up. And LeBron did show up. It's so hard for me to think that like these teams are going to get swept. Well, it's very hard for me to think that like the Celtics just can't win one game this series. But the way they looked in game three, the way Miami just completely torched them, I got to think Miami's winning tonight. I really got to think Miami's winning tonight, which would be a shame because these conference finals, two sweeps, that's lame. You go over to hockey, it's 3-0 and 2-0 in hockey. You're supposed to be the four best teams remaining in the playoffs are getting sweeps, just non-competitive series. As a person who has no rooting interest in either conference finals, because my team is not there, a little rooting interest in the Nuggets because I picked them. Otherwise, I'm just rooting for good games and good series. This has been lame. It's been very lame, these games and these series that we're just getting. So the games have been fine. Like, the games have come down to the final possessions, except for, obviously, game three and with Boston and Miami. But I'd like competitive series. I'd like series that actually matter. And we're getting 3-0 series. It's fun. So
When we were here last week, we thought it would be 6 and 7 games, respectively. We thought each series would go down to the wire. And, you know, all the Laker games have been, you know, basically come down to the fourth quarter. Yeah, all came down to the fourth quarter, and the Nuggets just executed better than the Lakers every single time. But this Miami-Boston series, it's just been overwhelming how much better Miami is. Like I said last week, but I'm ready to make it official. Miami Heat is the greatest 8th seed in NBA playoff history.
I don't know if there's any – if they go to the finals, which history is on their side, that they're going to the finals, I don't really think there's any arguing that at all. What's crazy is they're an 8th seed, and the Florida Panthers are an 8th seed as well. And the Florida Panthers knocked off the greatest NHL regular season team of all time. Came back down 3-1 to beat the Boston Bruins in overtime. And now they're one win away. They're up 3-0. They're one win away from the Stanley Cup final, which is insane. It's something's in the water in the summer in Florida. Don't know what it is, but very crazy run for both these Florida teams.
And look, I could probably say what it is, but then we'll probably get kicked off the air.
So. It's Florida Man. Florida Man's helping them out. Florida Man out here in these streets.
Full credit to the Miami Heat. I did not believe fully in Jimmy Butler. I put a lot of stock into that performance against the Bucks a couple years ago, where he got outplayed by Bryn Forbes, and he's completely proved me wrong this entire playoff run, especially against the Bucks and now the Celtics. Eric Spoelstra is a guy I have put full stock in. I've called him the best coach. Eric Spoelstra's a genius with the way he has coached this team and the schemes he's come up with, the rotations and everything. Their development department is outstanding. They got a bunch of guys who were undrafted or second round picks, and they're one win away from the final. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, you're getting beat by people named Gabe and Max. It's like a Disney Channel duo is who you're getting beat by out here. That's who's beating these teams, Gabe and Max. The basketball life of Gabe and Max, whatever you want to call them.
The basketball full, life.
Yeah, that's full Disney Channel duo right there. That's all I can think of when I hear these two dudes.
Hey, Miami Heat, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you to get your five. Like Jimmy Butler put on his Instagram, five. Five. Five wins away. Five wins away.
And five wins away. They gotta face the Nuggets. That's gonna be a very, very interesting matchup, assuming it happens. I don't wanna fully write off the Boston Celtics, but history ain't on their side. The way this series has
ever
played out
back from 03.
Yeah, the way this series has played out ain't on their side. Eric Spoelstra being against them ain't on their side. Jimmy Butler, after missing the shot last year that could have sent the Heat to the finals, the way he's playing, ain't looking good for Boston. Not looking good at all for them. So we're going to get Heat and Celtics. We'll talk about that more next week because it's not – like we got a whole – the series doesn't start till June 1st, which is next Thursday. So we have a whole other episode to preview – the NBA Finals, and we can get more into that next week. So let's okay. All right, love you. Bye. All right. So let's get into life. I had to wrap early again, everybody. But basketball talk is good. We're good on basketball talk this week. We'll preview the finals next week. Shared Delaware, I'm gonna sign you up for the circle right now because I feel like we have.
I thought we were signing you two up for the circle with my pictures.
Okay, well, we can do a lot of things because let's work this out. Let's work this out on air here. Let's come together as a family and work this out, an FMC family, and work this out. So it's thecirclecasting.com. I got an email the other day, and this email... Media competition is looking for entertaining, competitive, funny, and confident people from all walks of life. Please note, even if you have applied to a previous season, you'll need to submit a new application for the Circle 2023 to be considered. Please apply here. So we're going to apply. All right. So is that what we're going to do? Is it going to be trying to do me and SB3, but we use shares pictures and stuff? This can you put this in your circle? So I don't want to put this out there if you don't want me to. With what
no.
you okay all right so that is a good story that we could use, but we will not put that out there publicly. So let's put out let's still use Share Delaware's. The closing date is August 14th, so we got time. All right, we're still going to use Share Delaware's pictures here. It's going to be me and SB3 applying to be
I think circle. You guys can do fantastic pretending to be me.
I think we could too. All right. Let's see. You are 18 years older. We are citizens of the U.S. You are not employed or engaged. That's engaged by any company within the all three. Oh, I don't think that's right. Yeah, we're not. That's a different type of engagement.
Right. I was like, what?
Yeah, you're not employed or engaged. Shit. They just went people who like single people who don't have a job. What are we doing here?
We only want the unemployed singles.
Yeah.
That's the theme for this season, unemployed singles.
Right. Okay. So full name. All right. Should we just use Share Delaware's? I don't know how this works if we want to be a catfish. I feel like we should use like one of our names and then we play this. There's got to be a story on
here. Put Sherilyn. But make up a different last name because no one's going to believe that that's a real last name.
Will you allow us to hold this information? Yes. Will you allow us? Sure. They're going to contact me to be on other reality shows. Oh, wait a second. I've already registered. Maybe I can just re-register.
One time I got a text message from a casting agent to be on a show where they talk about like times that you embarrassed yourself. And I'm like, that's my whole fucking life. I don't want to go on a show and talk about that.
The problem is I have to enter my real birth date and then be like, you're too old.
Put my birth date.
There you go.
What are your social media handles?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what's your social security number?
No. Like, I'm not saying that live on the air.
All right. Other, yeah, I mean, I could put like, let's put Fightful Overbooked on here as one of our YouTube channels. How many followers do you have? You have more followers than us, Cher, so we should probably just use yours.
Yes. Yeah, I have like 13,000.
Yeah.
She's balling.
Okay, hold on.
Balling on followers.
Okay, you know what? You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna submit the application as you as the catfish here. And
okay.
And then, you know, once they reach out to me, assuming they do, then I'll just be like, yeah, well, I catfished my application because this is how we're going to play the game.
The only way you would
I feel like they should respect this, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like they should respect this. All right. So, Sherilyn, are we just going to use Sherilyn Delaware?
She said that no one's going to believe that's her real last name.
Ah, who cares? Again, it's a catfish application. It's like a social whatever. Media.
Yeah, put Delaware. I don't care.
Yeah, it's what the social media is.
No, you should put my last name, Pilar, so we can say we're on CP time.
What's our occupation? CEO. Well, let's put CEO of SD or CDNA.
CDNA.
Yeah. CDNA.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay. 05. What year were you born, Cher?
93.
Terrible years. I'm just going to use your Twitter. I'm not going to use... I don't know if you have Instagram or...
I do. It's the same. It just has a period in between Cher and Delaware on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Facebook, no.
Okay. Use Instagram. Instagram... I'm putting this on screen, by the way, because there's personal information that I don't want out there. I'm just going to trust that everybody else trusts that this is what I'm doing and I'm just not typing random stuff. All right. How many followers do you have on Instagram? Do you know? 13.3 on Twitter.
I would say like 6,000, maybe.
Okay,
I'll look.
TikTok or... Do you know a TikTok follower count?
I only have like 900 on TikTok. No,
we're not going to worry about
TikTok. Still more than I have, of us.
Instagram, I have like 5,700. I just looked.
5,700?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Okay. And I put 14K on YouTube because I'm using Fightful Overbooked as your YouTube channel. So
good. Because the other one's just videos of my kids roasting me.
What gender are you? Female? You are single? How would you describe your sexual orientation, Cher?
What are the options?
Straight, bisexual, gay, lesbian, pansexual, prefer not to disclose, or prefer to self-describe?
Let's do prefer not to disclose, just to...
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to prefer to self-describe.
do you consider yourself as having a disability?
I mean, no, not really.
I don't think so, no. All right.
Did you know that depression is considered an actual disability now when you're applying for a job? Like when at the end of a job, like application, when it says like, do you have a disability, blah, blah, blah. I was reading through that and depression is one of them. I'm like, well, damn.
Okay. All right. So here. All right.
2023.
All right. Tell us a bit about yourself. I heard you say depression is a disability, which is good. Maybe I can get some disability for that. Okay. Tell us a bit about yourself. All right. My name is Cher.
Don't let SP3 put that I'm learning Ebonics.
I was thinking that. I was going to say we should put rap lyrics. That's our description.
This is a Cody Rhodes promo. Put like California Love lyrics on here.
Oh, God.
All right, my name is Cher. What else are we saying about you here, Cher? Because there's going to be a punchline to all of this at the end here. We have to go through some other stuff first. All right.
Yeah, we have to describe Cher and then say, but we're actually two guys.
No. I'm getting to that, okay? I'm getting to that. All right, my name is Cher.
You should describe me.
Oh, you know,
you're not going to insult me. No one can hurt my feelings. I'm on Twitter.
Exactly. This is true.
Cher. I am funny and I'm terrible at this.
Sarcastic by nature.
You're very caring and kind, but I don't know if that plays well in this.
Well, that's
my
nice.
Friend. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I feel like better. I feel more confident to describe. My friends would
describe me as
caring,
a hateful old hag.
One of the best gift givers when I care. Okay. I like wrestling, but also hate it.
That's true.
There's some stuff here, SP3.
I like fashion.
Yes.
Fashion, Harry, Kate, and Ashley films. Films because they're high art.
Yeah.
One Tree Hill. Mark.
I'm looking around my office to see what else I like because I don't know.
Teen drama television.
And sleeping.
I like that.
Has more than one royal family.
I believe there is more than one royal family in wrestling.
This bitch.
you gotta get them with stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. God, I don't even know what I'm doing.
All right, have you watched The Circle? We might go back to tell us a bit about yourself. Okay, so here's where we're gonna kind of like trick them with our video. What would your profile be in The Circle? I would be playing myself. Yeah, there's a punchline to all this. Gotta stick with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you do to become the most popular within The Circle? I would date them and break up with them all by Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving. Yes. Yes.
I would date everyone and then break up with them.
Did you see all the responses on my private tweet yesterday of everyone being like, oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good, Louis. Got adrenaline in my soul. That's good for tell us a bit about yourself. Have adrenaline in my soul. That's good. And I would date everyone and then break up with them by Thanksgiving. I would friends group, and but not afraid to take risk.
There you go.
Why would you like to be on the circle? Just for the pop.
That's it. I'm all about the pop.
Yeah.
For the lols.
It's all about the
pop. I love a good pop. When I see a pop, I want to be a part of it. Sami Zayn.
No, put quotes and put Paul Levesque. All about the pops.
Show is entertaining, interesting.
I basically already catfish people now.
So. And I've watched tons of Catfish, so I know.
Oh all my god!
To stay away from
that episode of Catfish.
When homie pulled up out of the house wearing all black and a lace dress,
and said he was going to a wedding.
Going to a wedding dressed as a funeral, dressed for a funeral.
45 years old, catfishing 18-year-olds.
That was ridiculous.
I thought Cammy was going to beat his ass.
Yo, right. Cammy was pissed.
Cher, how do you feel about social media?
Can you just put his face?
Yes.
It is.
Hashtag cringe face.
Social media can be a great tool for connecting and meeting people, and it can also be very toxic.
Have you had any positive or negative experiences online? Yeah, I've met some of my best friends through social media, and yeah. I've also dealt with a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much all of my friends I met through social media.
Met some of my best friends and also had to get a restraining order on a person from social media.
Okay. So here is the first off, Cher, I need a headshot and a full length photo, and then there's three optional photos.
Okay.
All right. Here is the, and I'm gonna have to do this like later. I'm gonna have to like clip this. Mm-hmm. So it says, please upload a 1-minute video telling us about yourself and why you want to be in the circle and what your game plan would be. All right.
Put so your we should phone. Start the video with Cher and then yes. us pop in.
And then we're, yeah, exactly. That's the pop here. All right. Do not use a filter on your video. Put your phone in landscape mode. So, Cher, you got to change your phone to landscape when you pop back on here, if you can hear me. All right, she just sent me a photo that I will use.
Okay.
All right,
should my full body picture be in a swimsuit?
That's completely up to you.
No, it's actually completely up to you too.
Oh, okay. what do you think, SB3?
I mean, it more than likely would help. So.
Okay. I just didn't want to like send a bikini picture to Jeremy and then be like, here.
Like, the only person who would get mad is a person who completely understands all of this and is
right. I just know, wanted friends. To.
So, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Like, why is Cher sending you this? Maybe it's for a bit. We had to do it for the circle. She's like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Just go sure. to the timestamp an hour and 12 minutes into today's FMC. You'll see everything. Don't worry. Yeah.
He's like, yes, that makes sense. You're dumb bits. Oh, all right. Game plan. Yeah, we need to have our game plan here. SB3.
Yes.
right. Once Cher can hear us, we'll get this. I got to get out of here soon. I got to attend an event.
Not to worry.
So the video is, it's got to be like, try not to make your video longer than 1 minute. So it's got to be quick. We got to hit this very quickly. All right. Guessing she's just sending, she's sending me optional photos. Okay. Cher Delaware.
Well,
hello.
you said there were spots for other pictures too. So I sent you other ones. Okay.
All right. Did you hear any?
Yeah, I can hear you guys the whole time.
Okay. All right. Can you change your
To
landscape mode?
Hold on. Do not disturb, because I know my mom will call me in the middle of this unless I do that. We would do this in the morning when I had approximately 42 minutes of sleep. Let me turn this light off behind me. Even better that I'm wearing a Cher shirt.
There you go.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. It's gotta be like a minute less than it's gonna be just you on screen and just be like, "Hi, I'm Cher Delaware and I'm signing up for the circle." And then SB3 and I are gonna come on and we're gonna be like, "And we're gonna be playing her." And then we'll just kind of like, "We've catfished this entire profile," type of thing. But it's gotta be a minute, so I don't know how this is gonna fully go. I've clearly thought this out really well.
I'm only gonna do like 20 seconds, so
there you go.
Okay. What's the like punchline to make sure we're in? Like, is it gonna be I'm signing up for the circle and then that's when we'll come in? Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. You can start kind of whenever you want when you're off screen, because I got a clip.
Hi, my name is Sherilyn Cher Delaware, and I am here to sign up for the circle.
And we are going to be playing her. My name is Jeremy, and that is SP3. And our game plan is to use our friend Cher's profile and photos and personality, but it'll be both of us playing her in the circle. You should pick us, because who else is catfished on their profile? We are entertaining, we are energetic, and we are here to win the circle. There we go. All right. Should we do it? SB3, should we have SB3 say anything? I don't want SB3 to just say nothing.
It's fine.
Your brother's in
I could just smile. That works.
Okay. So I got to clip that and then upload that video, and then we will continue on after that, because I can't. Can anybody clip that now? Like, does anybody in the chat have the ability to clip that right now and send it to me? If possible, please do that. If not, I just gotta wait until the show's over, because I can't finish the profile until I send that video. Oh, that's, you know, I can't move forward. We'll just have to finish the profile later.
I might try to clip it myself. I can put myself.
Okay. I can click continue later. Okay, Dan said he'll try. All right, do I have to go really soon? All right. We're going to get on this show. I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get on this show. We're going to win this thing too.
God, I hope we get on this one so y'all don't try to sign me up for Love is Blind. Can't do it. If I'm in a room and a man starts singing to me from the other room, I'm done. I'm walking out. I'm leaving the place.
That's fair. Honestly, completely fair. Those people trying to sing, just the worst. Absolutely the worst.
I can't. It's so bad.
It shouldn't do it. It should not do it. Anyone singing should not do it. All right. Are you attempting to clip this, SP3?
think he is.
Okay. All right. And Dan said he was trying to clip it as well. Right now we're just at a standstill until then. We'll see what happens. I have limited time, so I might just have to continue this later anyway. And people are just going to have to trust. I like how the circle, the studio is Studio Lambert. I feel like I should like get on just because my name is on the studio.
Yeah.
I assume though.
It was only like 39 seconds long.
That's fine. But it said keep it under a minute, so that's completely fine.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It says not to make the video longer than 1 minute.
Are your children on summer break too?
This is last week.
Carolyn, yeah. Cher, Delaware, and
I hate my voice. our last school was yesterday.
Can you send it to me?
SP3? I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay, thank you. Your last day was when, Cher?
Their last day of school is yesterday.
Oh, so yeah.
That's why my kid came out in the middle of that. He just woke up.
Sweet life.
Yeah. I wish these kids would sleep in. They're up at like 6 o'clock. Like, what
is it? Oh, see, usually he is, but he had a baseball game last night, and their games they don't start until 7:30. Like, it's so late.
Yeah, I saw, I'm pretty sure you didn't put this in behind the circle about missing upcoming wrestling episodes.
Yeah, I'll miss pretty much, because all of our games are Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm going to miss pretty much every episode of Raw and Dynamite. So, and Reed was sick last night, so he's been sick. So he laid on my lap and then threw up in the outfield during the game.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, I should have told you, SP3, I can't download from
that. Twitter?
I can't download from Twitter DMs. Can you email it to me?
Yeah. I hate that, too. I hate that it's you can't save videos from Twitter.
It's so dumb. So dumb.
You can't even like upload pictures from DM on Twitter. No. It's like, comes out weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't even give you like a JPEG. You see JPEG underscore medium, which is like the weirdest thing ever.
It's very stupid. Very, very stupid.
Very, very. It annoys me every single time.
Twitter is now like, if I have the app on my phone and like I have like the list up top there, and if like I go to my list, like I have like an NBA list that I'll look at during games, and if I go to it, I'm not really giving anything away by doing this, so it's okay, so there's my NBA list and everything, and so it's there, but then when I close the app, their app is closed, and then pull it back up, it goes back to the For You tab, and it's the most annoying thing ever. Like, I closed it for 2 seconds. Everyone saw that. And, like, I want to close it and maybe check something else out. Don't go to my For You tab when I reopen it, when I haven't really, like, closed the app. Like,
right.
It's so dumb. Just leave it Twitter at the list that I was at.
Twitter makes me mad with pretty much everything.
Elon just coming in there and... doing Elon.
And if they don't quit trying to give me a damn check.
All right, why is it not letting me go to my storage?
Oh no.
It's being stupid. All right, I'm just going to actually email you this video because it's short enough.
Okay.
Elon must. Video circle is the subject matter.
Okay. Once I get it, I will upload it, and then maybe we can finish this application before I have to go.
Why is this so difficult on my phone? It really is.
People listening to this in audio form are like, what is happening?
Yeah, they're like, what is going on?
Yeah. A lot of energy to start the show with basketball, and then it just like grinds to a halt when it came the circle sign up and everything.
It tends to be how things go when I join. They just grind to a halt.
All right. Hopefully I get this soon. Yeah. And then
Jeremy, I didn't watch the challenge, so we can't talk about that in the interlude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, I've had
so disappointing weeks
and everything. You spoiled that I apparently won, so I'm happy about that.
I don't know if you won.
You still bought your trophy from when you lost.
I know. Well, I should write that off because I just bought this very expensive computer that took precedence over a penis trophy.
Listen. I cannot be the only person that has this.
It's honestly a great bit that you are the only person that has it.
I have to hide it because my kids are like, what is that?
That's legitimately what I'm most afraid of. Because like
the kids, and it glows in the dark. So I had to put it like down in a basket so that they wouldn't see it.
See, I can't keep it on the desk because the kids use the desk because my gaming computer is on here and I let them use that. And so like it just can't stay there. That's why
mine has to be hidden.
Yeah. All penises glow in the dark, Dan. That's what I've been told.
And all penises need to be hidden.
All right, I don't have this yet. I know it doesn't go to spam because I don't have you marked as like person that goes to spam. It should go straight to me. All right, we're gonna wait.
I had to use my actual computer for this now because my phone was not working too well. So now I got it uploaded to my drive finally because I did it through the computer. So it's now there, and now you have it. It's sent.
Is it in Google Drive? I don't have an email. Yes. This needs to hurry up. I really need to go.
Yes. It should be.
Okay, All right, I got it. My wife's gonna be mad at me.
Baby,
I was doing a bit.
Yeah. The bit took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. All right, let's upload this video. All right, upload video. Done. Okay. What was that? The video was saved and being processed. Okay. All right, next. Oh god, how did you hear about this application? I don't have time to fill all this stuff out. We're gonna continue.
I watched the circle. Just put it so I watched the circle, damn it.
How did you hear about this? I watch the show.
Your asses emailed me. That's how.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you applied to be on the circle before? Yes. Have you ever been in the process? No. Have you ever appeared on any other TV shows? I don't think you have. Have you? Can you let us know any commitments?
I've appeared on Blue Bloods and Law and
Order. Who cares?
Oh my god.
SB3, do we have commitments? And people score. Can you let us know any commitments that would affect your ability to attend the auditions remotely via video call or take part in filming between September and November? Who cares about our jobs?
Yeah,
I'll just say no.
Hey, we get paid to be on the show, so
it's good. Okay, application successfully received. All right, we did it. Okay, we emailed. We've signed up for the circle. I feel like our application is very good, especially the reveal in the video. So we will see how that goes. All right, SB3 plug stuff. Oh, please.
Check me out on the Twitter machine at TrueHillSP3 at 12:05 p.m. Eastern Time. You can see me on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel with Romeo and special guest Rob Wilkins of Fightful previewing WWE Night of Champions. So check that out.
Cher, do you have anything to plug?
You can follow me on Twitter at Cher Delaware and check out my YouTube channel. Hello, doll, and check me out on the circle. Apparently,
that's right. Eulogies, brooms in the chat to the Los Angeles Lakers. shout out to my Denver Nuggets. We'll be back next week with a new FMC. We'll do a preview of the NBA Finals and talk. Maybe I'll actually watch the challenge by then and check out everything else we got going on Fightful Overbooked. Bye, everybody.
Screw you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.